It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. What if there was a casino in your house? No free drinks or showgirls or Wayne Newton, just the gambling part. You could place bets with real money and lose your real money, all while wearing your pajamas. That day may soon arrive. There's a big push going on right now for legal online gambling. It almost got approved in New Jersey recently. Governor Chris Christie vetoed it at the last minute. Nevada is moving toward making online poker more accessible. And in Iowa, Governor Terry Branstad said he may approve online gambling if the legislature there passes it. Tony Rahm is with Politico.com.
And I think the reason you're seeing this right now, industry sources tell me, is that states are having quite a bit of trouble balancing their budgets. So they're looking to institute new programs like online gambling to raise new tax revenue.
Okay, so that's on the state level. What bills are circulating on the Hill?
One bill came out last week, and it was a bipartisan piece of legislation from Representatives Campbell, Frank, and some others. It's a kind of a redux of what we saw from last year. But a lot has changed on Capitol Hill just over the course of the year. The person who now leads the Financial Services Committee, Spencer Backus, a Republican, isn't a fan of online gambling, whereas Frank, the Democrat who led it last year, very much was. So they're going to have to overcome a major foe of online gambling if they want to move this legislation forward and, you know, get it any chance on the House floor. There's a slightly better chance over in the Senate. Harry Reid, the majority leader, is a Nevada Democrat. He's someone who tried to attach an online gambling bill to the tax bill that Democrats were pushing at the end of 2010. So the political cards are starting to align, but there are still some major political obstacles that supporters are going to have to address.
So who would the customers be for something like this? David Schwartz is with the Center for Gaming Research at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. He says start with social media.
If you look at social gaming and people playing poker on Facebook, that's a market of about 40 million people or so each month. You know, if you get even 10% of them playing for money, that's still a lot of people.
We're hearing mostly about online poker. Why not online roulette or online slot machines?
Those games don't really have the same draw that poker does. Poker's a social game. Kind of ties in with a lot of that social networking stuff where you can have your avatar and you're playing against other people and you can get known in the community and kind of build yourself up.
Would this make more people into addicts?
Hard to say. In some ways, you can argue that online games have more safeguards than games in traditional brick-and-mortar casinos. When you open your account with an online gaming company, it's technically possible for you to say, no matter what I say in the future, never let me bet more than $50 a week. So because every transaction is monitored, you've got the potential to have better safeguards. You know, does this mean you're always going to have those safeguards? No. And when people who have problems with gambling get to gamble, it just creates an awful situation for them.
We have more on this issue at marketplacetech.org. I will now attempt the record for most words starting with A in a 30-second news item. Amazon launched a store for Android apps. As additional advertising, Amazon has the Angry Birds app affectionately offered for free. Also available, Airport Mania, Audible for Android, Armored Strike Online, and Adobe Photoshop, all in the Amazon Android App Store. Aha, argues Apple. App Store is an Apple appellation, meaning name. App Store is an Apple trademark, and Apple is awfully angry at Amazon. Accordingly, Apple took legal action against Amazon. They sued him. Astonishing allegations. Time, 46. Follow us on Twitter. We're at Marketplace Tech. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.